If you buy molasses, where does molasses come in?
Where do they come in? What are you saying now?
Now.
In a glass jar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about lard? Do you know what lard comes in?
Aluminum container most of the time.
Okay. A metal thing like this.
Funnel.
I'm sorry, I did.
Funnel.
Oh. I think I was still talking.
I had my hand in my mouth.
One of my greatest faults. If you had a horse and you wanted, you had to hit it to make it go faster, what would you call what you hit it with?
Whip. You want to turn off for a second? My Gray's fine. He wants to stay gone.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. If you bought something like fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a
sack.
Now, what would it be made of?
Fruit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What would the sack be made of?
Paper.
Okay. You mentioned gunny sack. Would a gunny sack, have you ever seen a gunny sack? Is a gunny sack?
I think, yeah.
Is it rough looking material?
Scratchy
kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Sue should have a tire swing at home, and Daddy had made, put sand in a gunny sack, and that was a little swing on a tire, mm-hmm. You know, a little seat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know a long time ago what sugar used to come in? Now, this is another type of...
If it didn't come in barrels, guinea sacks, or
okay,
some kind of sack.
If it was actually made of cloth, and you would still call it a sack if it were made of cloth. Now, if you had a fireplace, which I know you never had, but if you had to go out in the backyard and pick up some wood, the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time, you'd say it would be one arm. Did you say? Got it.
Well, armful.
Armful, yeah. Okay.
I thought there might have been a word for it. Uh-uh.
No, because see, some people say arm low.
Oh.
And armful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
hub.
Okay. Sometimes when people carry washing out to hang on the line, they carry it out in a
laundry clothes basket.
Yeah. Now, there's something that nails used to come in, like a barrel, only smaller.
Sack.
Okay, this looks, I'll just see if you know this word. Beer, I think, comes in this now. A keg.
I didn't know that.
You don't know the word keg?
Well, I've heard keg, but I know that nails come in keg.
Yeah, oh, you wouldn't know that.
No,
no, of course, because that was ages ago. You know, beer comes in keg.
Why?
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay, a long time ago, there used to be these, you know, big dresses that women wore. Oh, like, and they had a slip in it that had a metal piece that went all the way around. It made the dress stick out, and you called it...
I know they wore corsets.
Yeah.
But I know what you're asking me, but...
I'll just see, and I'll get you set for me. Hook.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
But I didn't. A hoop. I didn't know that that's what it was. I knew that there was a word for it, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what, the thing that went around.
But I have heard of it, but I know what that was.
Yeah. But you have heard of it.
Right.
Okay. What would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
And you know what you call a little musical instrument that people would blow on and play back and forth like this?
No, I meant harmonica.
Yeah. And then there's something that's sort of, it's kind of like a harmonica, but they hold it between their teeth and pluck on it.
Okay. Sure.
I didn't know that. I wouldn't know that one either.
Why not?
Something called a juice harp or anything. Have you ever heard of that? No, I wouldn't have known that one either.
If you got an Oz arc, you probably know.
Yeah. Oh, everybody does.
Play lots of that weird
everybody
instruments.
Does. Your red does up there. What would you call what you pound nails with?
Hammer.
On the wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses. Have you ever heard of it?